Today, Israel, God's battle axe. Jeremiah 51:20. Read with me. You are my battle axe and weapon of war. For with you I will break the nations in pieces, and with you I will destroy kingdoms. I want to read that text also from the New American Standard Bible. God says to Israel, you are my war club, my weapon of war, and with you I will shatter nations, and with you I will destroy kingdoms. In this sermon today, I'm going to tell you of the love of God for Israel and the Jewish people. I'm going to tell you the debt of gratitude that every Christian owes to the Jewish people. I'm going to tell you the horror that the Jewish people lived through for 1,800 years and why they are fearful and suspicious of Christians to this day. What will be the end of the Russian Empire and the end of China that's causing the world so much crisis? And where will you end? You want to hear this sermon today? Stay tuned. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the power and the revelation knowledge in the Word of God. Let us today rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for our God is an awesome God. The future is in His hands, and it's well known and well charted in the pages of God's Word. Bring to us a sense of confidence, a sense of knowledge that we're in the hands of God and everything is going to be all right. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said amen. You may be seated. First, we consider the love of God for Israel and the Jewish people. For centuries, Christians embraced the idea of replacement theology, which teaches that God has replaced the Jewish people with the church. I want to tell you that's wrong. It is a false doctrine. It is not true. It's not true because the Bible says it's not true. Romans chapter 11, verse 1, Paul writing God's position paper on the Jewish people in the Theological Codicil of Romans 9, 10, and 11. In chapter 11, Paul says, I am Jewish, and he gives his Jewish heritage, and he was indeed Jewish. And he says, God is still using me, and if God is still using me, he's obviously not through with the Jewish people. And then he writes in that same chapter in verse 26, all Israel will be saved. Say that with me. All Israel will be saved. That means God is not through with the Jewish people. And when Jesus comes back to earth, how's he coming back? He's coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Judah is the word from which we get the Jewish people. He's coming back as a Jewish rabbi to rule and reign over the earth. Give the Lord praise in the house. The love of the Jewish people is eternal. God's covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has never been broken. Never been broken. The Bible says the Lord has chosen Zion, that's Israel, and he has designed it. He has desired it for his habitation. Listen to 2 Chronicles 6:6. The Bible says, I, God, have chosen Jerusalem, that my name may be there forever. Jerusalem changed the direction for my life. When I was praying at the Western Wall in Jerusalem in 1978, in our first trip that Donna and I took with 18 members of our church, while I was praying at the wall, the divine concept came through my brain. You should honor the Jewish people with a night to honor them. And it was so foreign, it just, what do you mean? And I heard the phrase, comfort ye my people. The night to honor Israel was born, and it gave birth to Christians United for Israel in 2006. Today, there are more than 10 million plus Christians across the United States of America who are warriors standing against anti-Semitism and people who are committed to loving Israel and the Jewish people. Jewish people, you are not alone. The evangelical community is with you. Israel is not a political issue, it's a Bible issue. Israel is the only nation created by God Himself. As the Creator, He had rights. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He didn't reproduce what was here He created something out of nothing. Therefore, he owns the earth. As the owner of the earth, he entered into a real estate contract with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their descendants forever. And he made a covenant with them that they own the land forever. There are people who try to spiritualize that and say it's a heavenly inheritance. Wrong. Read the Bible. That always helps. Genesis 15, verses 18 through 21. God says, the borders of Israel are the Euphrates River. There is no Euphrates River in heaven, dude. Genesis 15, 18, 21 says, the borders consist of all of Lebanon, most of Jordan, all of the Golan Heights, and all of Syria. The future state of Israel, when the King of Kings comes back, is going to be many, many times the size of that minuscule nation today. It is his world. It is his project. He will bring it to pass. Get ready. It's going to happen. Give the Lord praise in the house. Quickly, consider the blessing of blessing Israel that's found in the Bible. Genesis 12 is a covenant that God made with Abraham that has controlled the destiny of nations from the day of Egypt until this day. Perhaps the most powerful statement in the Old Testament is the statement, I will bless those who bless you. Say that with me. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. That's God's statement to the end of time. Consider the blessing of divine healing that came to the Roman centurion in Luke, the 7th chapter. The centurion had a sick servant. He loved that sick servant. Down the road is coming a rabbi with a healing ministry, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth is an observant Jew. He's not about to go into the house of that Gentile because he'll break every law in the book of Moses. So the centurion goes to the Jewish elders, and the Jewish elders go down the dusty path and intercept Jesus. And they say, you should enter this man's house and pray for his sick servant. Listen, because he has built us a synagogue. When Gentiles start doing practical acts of kindness to bless the Jewish people, God starts doing miracles for those Gentiles. You know the story. Jesus walked in the house, prayed. The servant was instantly healed. Bang. Why? Because this man blessed the Jewish people. Why did the blessing of salvation and the Holy Spirit come to Cornelius in Acts, the 10th chapter? Why was he the first person to be chosen? Because Acts 10 says of Cornelius, he was a just man, a man of good reputation among the Jewish people. That's a quote from the Bible. I want to ask you pastors who are listening, or church members, or maybe even deacons, does your church have a good reputation with the Jewish people? Have you ever done anything to bless or honor the Jewish people for their contributions to Christianity? The fact is, the Bible commands the believers to bless Israel. Psalms 122:6 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love you. Prosper. I've looked up that word. It means prosper. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. This is not a request, it's a command. You should put this in your prayer journal because God will bless you for it, regardless of whether you understand it or not. That is God's directive. St. Paul states that Christians have a debt of gratitude to the Jewish people. Romans 15, 27, he says, for if the Gentiles, that would be us, have benefited from the Jewish spiritual things, if they benefit from their spiritual things, it is our duty, this is Paul, it is our duty to minister to the Jewish people in material things. So what spiritual things have we benefited from the Jewish people? The Jewish people have given us this precious book, every word in the Bible written by Jewish hands. The Jewish people have given us the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They've given to us the prophets, Daniel, Ezekiel, Amos, Zechariah. They gave us King David. I love the Psalms. They gave us Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Take Jesus out of the equation, and not one of us would be here today. They gave us the 12 disciples. They gave us St. Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament for the New Testament church. Let me tell you, we have a debt of gratitude to the Jewish people we can never repay. That's why Jesus said in John 4:22, salvation is of the Jews. Write it down, John 4:22, salvation is of the Jews. The point, if you take away the Jewish contribution to Christianity, there would be no Christianity. The fact is, Judaism does not need Christianity to explain its existence, but we cannot explain our existence without the Jewish people.
Honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your endeavors and see your blessings return in abundance.
Only when you put God first in your life is He able to fulfill His divine promises. Give the Lord your first fruits and recognize that He is the source of all your blessings.
For your support this month, Hagee Ministries will send you a signed copy of Pastor Hagee's latest book, Absolute Power, and the Power to Prosper booklet. For your gift of $150 or more, you will also receive the Power to Get Wealth series, a prayer journal, a Hagee Ministries pen, a power mug, and a Master Your Money exclusive interview.
Give to God from a grateful heart and see your blessings return in abundance.
Send your gift today. Call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/firstfruits.
There's a powerful command concerning the Jewish people and the church. Isaiah 40:1, it says, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. There are two groups of people in this verse, people who are being comforted and people who are doing the comforting. The people being comforted are the Jewish people. The one doing the comforting happens to be the church. The prophet Isaiah looks into the prophetic future and he sees a day when the church should be comforting Israel. Why? Consider the history of the Jewish people. The church was born in the book of Acts in the upper room. And 40 years later, the Roman army under Titus sieges Jerusalem. According to historian Josephus, over 1 million Jewish people starved to death. Many were murdered. Women were raped. The temple was totally destroyed. 75,000 Jewish young men were taken as captives to Italy to build what is now called the Roman Colosseum. It was a day of sorrow. The walls of Jerusalem were pulled down so that not one stone was left on top of the other. Remember that verse? Then came the 8 major crusades of the Middle Ages. On the first crusade to Jerusalem in 1099, the cross-carrying knights of the Roman church herded all the Jewish men, women, and children into the great synagogue, set it on fire, and burned them to death. All 960 of them walked around that temple singing, Christ, we adore thee. That's a fact of history. Can you hear the words? Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. You don't know that. You're hearing that for the first time. But Jewish people know their history. For 1,800 years, they saw their relatives murdered by someone who was carrying a cross and a sword to execute them. Immediately after the Crusades came the Spanish Inquisition of 1748 under Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand. At the behest of the Roman Church, Jews were rounded up and tortured for heresy. What was their heresy? They would not leave Judaism and embrace the Roman Church. They died rather than give up their faith. The Spanish Inquisition was a cynical plot to steal the property of well-to-do Jews for the benefit, financial benefit, of the Roman Church. They murdered Jews just to get their money and to put it in the church treasury. Adolf Hitler attended a Catholic school as a child, where the words of John Chrysostom, who was one of the founders of the Roman Church, pounded into the minds of their students. His mantra, and here it is in history, you, Jews, are the Christ killers. God hates you and I hate you, and it is the responsibility of all Christians to hate you. Jewish people know that like you know John 3:16. Some of you are hearing it for the first time. Can you hear the need for the message, comfort ye my people? Why do we have nights to honor Israel here and all over America? We're being obedient to the word of God that says, comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Then came Martin Luther with his book concerning the Jewish people and their lies. Martin Luther left the Roman church and he believed the Jewish people would follow him. When they didn't follow him, he turned on the Jews with rage. And he wrote the book concerning the Jews and their lies. And he said, take away their gold and their silver, their jewels and their coins. Set their synagogues on fire. Set their schools on fire. Tear their houses down. Cut their tongues out through the back of their neck. End of quote. Martin Luther, don't turn it off. Listen, this is truth. This is history. In 1981, when I walked into the Jewish Federation here in San Antonio, Texas, and told them I wanted to have a night to honor Israel, to thank them for all of their contributions to Christianity and to America, they were shocked. They actually looked at me like I was carrying a rare disease. And they had the right to. They were concerned about my agenda, and they had a right to. They know their history. We don't even know American history, let alone their history. Who could blame them? If your relatives had been murdered by people carrying the cross for 1,800 years, you wouldn't trust them either. With the help of Rabbi Sheinberg, my dear friend, the first night to honor Israel happened. Its purpose, to bring comfort and consolation to the Jewish people. It was simple obedience to one verse in the Bible. And look what it has done. It is changing the destiny of America and the attitude of nations concerning the Jewish people. In 2006, when we organized Christians United for Israel, no one could possibly see that 10 million people would one day join that holy cause. For those of you who are listening across America, we invite you to join us. Our mission is to stand with Israel and the Jewish people by fighting anti-Semitism with its many manifestations in America and on this planet. In our colleges, in our universities, and in America's pulpits, some of you go to church and you hear these anti-Semitic sermons and think it's out of the Bible. It is not. It was written by some theologian who's trying to keep you into that denomination. We have a command from the Word of God to bring comfort and consolation to the house of Israel. My Jewish friends, you are not alone. There are 10 million Christians today. When the last shot has been fired in the Middle East, the flag of Israel is going to be flying in the breeze. Messiah will come. We're going to celebrate 1,000 years of perfect peace. Let freedom ring. Give the Lord praise in the house. What is the future of Russia and Iran? The death certificate for Russia and Iran is recorded in Ezekiel 38, 39. It's called the Gog-Magog War. It's the first war in the Gog-Magog War series. Russia is going to come out of the far north in Ezekiel 38, 15 and 16, 15 through 18. Right after the four blood moons, I said, there will be a move in the Middle East that will change history forever. 10 days after that final blood moon, Russia moved into the Middle East, and they're there to this day. And Ezekiel says, many nations are going to follow you. This has already started. Ezekiel writes, you, Russia, will come up against my people, Israel, like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days. When is that? That's when Israel has become a nation. And that's when Jerusalem is rejoined to the nation. That means right now, we're living in the latter days. Listen, I'm going to put a hook in your jaw. I'm quoting the Bible. And I'm going to drag you into Israel for your day of judgment. That's God speaking to Russia and to Iran, Jew-hating nations, because God is going to exterminate every Jew-hating nation on the face of the earth. God is not going to allow his people to be persecuted anymore. Iran is going to invade Israel. And when they do, God has said, I am going to do exactly this. You're going to come with 9 different armies. It's going to be a multitude to cover the land. It's going to be a land invasion. of such magnitude that the nations of the world will believe that Israel is no longer going to be able to stand. And so God brings them, drags them, come here, because I am going to kick your behinds up over your head. Hello, Russia. Hello, Iran. Your graveyard is in Israel. Israel is God's battle axe. He's going to crush you because you insulted his dignity by invading the land of Israel. I know you're atheists and don't believe in God, but you're going to meet him, and he is an awesome God. He's going to crush you. What is the future of China? Listen closely. Marching army of 200 million men 3 years later will come down the Euphrates River onto the Holy Land. The Antichrist will be coming with what we call the New World Order, and they are going to fight for global supremacy in the mother of all battles, the Battle of Armageddon. And as they line up there, and all, get a picture of that. For 180 miles, there's nothing but men getting ready to kill each other. And as they began that war, suddenly there's another invasion. It's not from the north, the south, the east, or the west, but it's from heaven. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, King Jesus, is coming back to earth, followed by the angels which are in heaven and the bride of Christ, which will be every person of you here and every one of you watching there. Jesus of Nazareth is going to sweep over that battlefield, and he's going to annihilate every one of the enemies of Israel. He is going to be magnified by his destruction of those godless nations that have never given the Jewish people peace. The blood is going to flow to the bridle of a horse for 180 miles. That's out of the Bible. God is going to do a great work. He is not going to see the Jewish people persecuted another day. They are going to be liberated by the power of God himself. The question is, I can tell you the end of the world, but where are you going to be on that day? Will you be with the bride of heaven, or will you be with the ones on the ground watching him come back? The Bible says, filled with terror. Why? Because they had to take the mark of the beast to live this long. You're getting ready to be cast into hell, and that's going to happen. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you, applies to you. We close this series by putting into practice what we have learned in America's answer. Right now, we need an answer for Afghanistan. I want you to stand to your feet. Israel is now wondering, can we depend on America to help us if real war comes? I will tell you, if we don't, God will crush this nation. Pray this prayer with me. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Angels of Almighty God.
Angels of the Almighty God.
Protect the innocent.
Protect the innocent.
In Afghanistan today.
In Afghanistan today.
The Bible says he will give his angels charge over you.
The Bible says he will give his angels charge
to protect you in all of your ways.
To protect you in all of your ways.
You are the God of all comfort.
You are the God of all comfort.
Bring comfort and consolation.
Bring comfort and consolation
to the Afghan people today.
To the Afghan people today.
We pray for the protection and liberation.
We pray for the protection and liberation
of thousands of Afghans.
Of thousands of Afghans
who have helped America.
Who have helped America
in the years past.
In the years past.
Let not the political betrayal.
Let not the political betrayal
that they now endure.
That they now endure.
Bring them into harm's way.
Bring them into harm's way.
God of heaven.
God of heaven.
Deliver America.
Deliver America.
Of our corrupt and godless leaders.
Of our corrupt and godless leaders.
Whose lust for power.
Whose lust for power.
Has destroyed their right to lead this nation.
Has destroyed their right to lead this nation.
Let not the betrayal of Afghanistan.
Let not the betrayal of Afghanistan.
Lead to the betrayal of Israel.
Lead to the betrayal of Israel.
Let there be a revival of righteousness in this nation.
Let there be a revival of righteousness in this nation.
And let it begin now.
And let it begin now.
And let it begin begin here.
And let it begin here.
Let God arise.
Let God arise.
And let his enemies be scattered.
And let his enemies be scattered.
And the authority of Jesus' name.
In the authority of Jesus' name.
Who is Christ and Lord.
Who is Christ and Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, partners and friends, for your prayers and support. You enable us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ without apology to all the world.
We praise God for the lives that are touched each and every day by this ministry. Stay tuned for Pastor Hagee's blessing that is coming to you today.
A lasting legacy is all about the actions you take during your life. Your actions will affect how people remember you for generations to come. As a legacy partner, your monthly gift supports humanitarian efforts in Israel, the Sanctuary of Hope, and our global broadcast outreach. The Bible states that when you bless Israel, God blesses you. God can use us in amazing ways to enrich the lives of God's chosen people. Partner with us today. Call the number on the screen or go to jhm.org/partner.
Here at Hagee Ministries, we're excited to announce our digital web platforms that provide you with live streaming services, special messages, and series, all through our video on-demand applications. Our Hagee Ministries channel app is now available on Apple TV, Amazon, and Roku streaming platforms. You can also watch our services live on your favorite social media channels, including YouTube, Facebook, or online at jhm.org/watch.
You've been watching Hagee Ministries. And now, your blessing with Pastor John Hagee.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you know that you and the Lord are greater than any problem you will face, and that God is going to give you the victory over every adversary. The difficulty that is before you, that you think is undefeatable, God knew about it before you saw it coming. Ask in the mighty name of Jesus for the answer, and he will give it to you. Rest in his promises that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Rejoice with exceeding great joy, for nothing shall be impossible to those that believe and are called according to the purposes of God. Receive this blessing in the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.